So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, I ask you this question nearly every week about how's training been this week. But this week, I think a lot of people are very curious to know how training's been. A lot of under-21s in the squad. How's training been this week?
Training's been great, Ben. You know, the 21s have come in, not just the ones that are going to join the squad tomorrow, but, you know, we've had an influx of them, seven or eight that have trained with us this week. And, you know, they've just come in and they've just given a breath of fresh air, you know, playing with freedom and, you know, no points to prove, just to, you know, gone about the business and gelled in with the lads. And, you know, the lads have made them feel really welcoming. And that's part of being part of the club. You know, we're all part of this club. So yeah, it's been great. You know, it's been great. On the back of probably one of the most difficult weeks of my career to date, it's been nice to be in around training and see the lads, just be around the lads, to be honest.
Now, there has been four departures announced this week. Dominic McHale, Danny Morton, Bob Harris and Dale Whittam have gone back to Chorley. So you've had to raid that under-21 pool. I mean, the actual under-21s themselves, I think they're way clear up at the top of their division. So they are a quality bunch of players.
They are a good bunch of players, and I've been delighted with the way they've fitted in and watching them individually and watching them collectively and not realising probably how good they are. You know, when you're on a part-time basis, you don't get to see the 21s as much as you like to do. And, you know, I've been pleasantly surprised and they've gelled in really well. Yes, there's been departures this week. You know, I came on air last week after the game and, you know, I said I wouldn't be afraid to put the 21s in. And if I'm going to do that, then unfortunately people would have to leave the club. I was disappointed last week. I've been disappointed all week. I'll be disappointed for weeks to come and probably years to come. You know, the last week's performance and the lack of effort and everything that associated with it will never go away from me. And it'll be something that I'll remind players of in the future. But, you know, players have left the club and now it's, you know, the transfer deadline's gone and it's a chance for the 21s to step up. And do you know what? The friend of mine, Ben, even if the transfer window was still live, I'd go with the 21s anyway because I want lads that desperately want to play for the shirt and play for the club. And, you know, I know them lads definitely want to get involved in the first team.
Now, let's talk about the four players in particular who've been announced as part of the squad going up to Darlington on Saturday. Jan Palinkas, we've seen him. We know what he's about. He's a cracking lad.
Jan's a great addition to the squad. You know, I spoke to him after training last night. The probably one thing that he misses is a voice. I said to him, you know, when you're in the middle of the heart of the defence, you know, even if you've got experience right and left of you, don't be afraid to tell them what you think. Because as a centre-half, mate, you need to pull people in and pull people about and organise the back line. And, you know, once I gave him that information last night, he was great. You know, we did shape work. It was great. He fit in alongside Zen Mohammed yesterday. And, you know, I know what Jan can do. You know, it's now time for him to step up. But not just step up and play with pressure, step up and play with freedom and go and tell people exactly what he can do and, you know, force himself to first team reckoning for the rest of the season and next season as well.
And Jack Grimshaw as well, part of the promoted UCFB team, captain of that team, also captain of the under-21s team. Very, very level-headed by all accounts.
Do you know what I like about Jack? I mean, we brought him on against Telford the other week with, you know, only 3 or 4 minutes to go. But what I like about him, he keeps everything simple. You know, he doesn't try to complicate everything. Everything's two-touch. He's got a presence about him. He holds his shape very well. He talks and retains the ball. You know, and that's what I like. He retains the ball really well. And, you know, he's come in and been around the team. And dare I say it, embarrassed, you know, one or two in training this week. He's been great. So, you know, if he gets his opportunity, I'm sure that he'll take it.
Will Ozono, ex-Crystal Palace Academy, scores bags of goals, a centre-forward, also can play as a winger. He's very exciting.
Listen, I thought Bannister was quick. And then he went up against Will. And Will is something else. I've got absolutely lightning speed. But not just like a run. He runs with the ball. He travels both directions. We did like a shape exercise on Tuesday in the final third. And, you know, he's dropping senior players on the backside. And he's scoring two goals in training. And I just turned around to Chaddy and Mark. I said, I love watching players like that. People will excite me. People are prepared to travel with the ball. People are just prepared to take risks. And if it doesn't go right, go and fight the ball back and go and get it again. And, you know, probably something we're missing. Simoes has gone. You know, and he's just lit it up. And, you know, probably an apology from me that I haven't brought him in sooner. You know, but as soon as I seen the kid on Tuesday night, and I seen him again Thursday night, he's going to be a welcome addition. And, you know, there'll be defenders out there that won't want to play against his pace, but and his tricks as well. So, you know, again, if he gets the opportunity, I'm sure that he'll take it. And like I said, he won't let anybody down, but definitely an exciting one to watch.
And finally, Mark West. He's been described on the website as an infectious midfield player, an attacking midfielder, a bit of a playmaker. What can you tell us about Mark?
can I say, love him, the way he plays. I do. I love everything about the way he plays. He's got a great physique. He's tall. He's skillful. He drives with the ball. He picks good passes. He's tenacious. He's good in the air. You know, he is. And listen, you know, Westy is probably one of the senior ones out of the under-21s. And I've just about apologised about not seeing Will soon enough. And like I said, I'm sure if I would have got a chance to see the 21s more this season, then Westy would have broken. And he's been brilliant. He's been a real, real surprise to me in training this week. And, you know, he's just fit in. And if he was not an under-21 signing and we announce him as a signing tomorrow, I think people will be, you know, really excited to looking forward to him play. So, you know, I am. He's coming. Level-headed, you know, done his work, really polite, really, you know, everything about him. I've just enjoyed his company this week, and I've certainly enjoyed him in training. So, you know, Westy will make an impression on the 11 tomorrow.
And you can tell just in the tone of your voice, Neil, that you're very, very excited about all this. But I'm additionally excited about coming back into the team is Michael Potts. He's returning from injury. He'll be in the squad tomorrow, available for selection. That's like a brand new signing all over again, isn't it?
Massive boost, you know, massive boost. Just for me, he's been a boost the last couple of weeks, seeing him back in training and doing his work before the pitch and just having him around the place. And, you know, he was devastated to be injured. You know, when he thought he had a groin strain and then went for a scan and realised it was a hernia, and then we had to wait on his operation. And the kid loves football. The kid absolutely loves it. And, you know, he was really deflected not to be around it. Operation's been a success. We've done a lot of work with the physio and the team at Preston North End, who, you know, has been giving him good physio treatment. And Potts is not 100% fit. He is 100% fit in terms of his injury. The injuries are healed, but obviously he needs match fitness in these minutes. But to have his leadership qualities, to have him about the pitch and what he can do on and off the ball is, you know, it's brilliant for us. And, you know, I really wish that he was part of it, you know, 10 games ago. And I'm sure that, you know, we wouldn't be in this position, but we are. And that's not just down to one player, but he's infectious. And he's just got that natural leadership about him where, you know, he transfers my message onto pitch. He transfers players' messages around the park. And yeah, I can't wait to have him back. You know, he's been brilliant, and you know, we've missed our captain.
And he's been warming up. he's been determined to get back, so much so that he's been doing the pre-match warm-ups for the past few weeks as well, hasn't he? It's great qualities being shown there by the captain.
He goes a long way, that Ben, for me. You know, he's not a contract player. He hasn't picked up a wage. He hasn't picked up a penny from FC United for however long he's been injured. And he's always there. He's always at training. He's doing his work before the game. He's having his shower. He's chewing on the lads. Just little things like that. You know, that doesn't come with money. That just comes from within. And you can look around at times. You don't get that everywhere you go. So no, listen, massive boost to have him back. And let's hopefully he features at some part tomorrow.
And finally, then, Neil, this might sound like a very obvious question, but are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Can't wait. Can't wait, Ben. Yeah, I said at the start of the interview, one of the longest weeks of my life. You know, it's been tough. It's not been nice releasing players. It's not been nice, you know, on the back of a 4-0 defeat. You know, nothing about it. But you know what? It's given me real excitement. And what I said last week, people have said, you know, do you regret it? Is it too much? I absolutely love it. There isn't one minute that I've regretted managing FC United. And, you know, part and parcel of the decisions I've had to make, it goes hand in hand. And, you know, for me, like match day, like training, like every day that, you know, we're not in, I'm always thinking about the game, I'm always thinking about football. So for me, tomorrow can't come quick enough. You know, the radio interview tonight couldn't come quick enough. And I just can't wait to get on the coach and get down to Darlington tomorrow. And, you know, go and play with freedom. Go and do what we've got to do. And let's see what happens at 4:45. And, you know, I'm sure after what I saw last week, you know, the fans will be there for us. They'll, you know, they'll cheer the lads on that are wearing the shirts tomorrow. And I just want, you know, the lads to do themselves proud, be them proud, and go and do what they've got to do tomorrow.